Four keys for dominion. Through music. Four keys. If you can record, record. If you can write, write. But make sure that you note them down. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and they are life. And so if you want to your music ministry to live, don't stray from God reveals to you through scripture. Four keys for dominion through music. The purpose of dominion, Psalm 115 verse 15 to 16, it says that ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. And then verse 16, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. Amen. Amen. We are all welcome. Amen. Amen. God bless you for coming. The heaven, the verse 16, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. So basically, those two verses are telling us that God made heaven, he made the earth. And he kept heaven to himself. And then he gave the earth to us. It sounds very nice. Okay, but the purpose for giving man dominion over the earth is to establish God's kingdom on earth. What did I say?
To establish God's kingdom on earth.
When you don't know the purpose of a thing, you abuse it. It runs through everywhere. When you don't know the purpose of a thing, if you don't know the purpose of a wife, God help that woman that you are going to marry. Because you may be now ordering her to do things which are...
It's a serious distance.
I'm running my business. You don't want to support me, please. Understand, wife is not your secretary.
Please repeat.
Where you don't understand the purpose of a thing, a church choir has its purpose. If the church need you to sing in the house of God, and the church choir said, no, Ryan, I want to do album, we are doing tour. We are just traveling. Who should now come and sing? The ushers?
Wow.
You need to understand the purpose of a thing. Otherwise, its abuse is inevitable, as it said. That's why last week I said that you need to understand why you are here, why you are at Glow Music. Don't compare to any. Understand why I'm here. What I am doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the purpose for giving man dominion over the earth was to establish God's kingdom on earth. It wasn't for man to come and do show here. Just the enjoyment. God has given us gold, silver. He says, just enjoyment. He's giving the male, says he's giving us women. The women too, says he's giving us men in addition. So enjoyment is to establish God's kingdom. And Jesus made it very clear in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. He said that thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. So whenever you are singing, understand that all the music that you are doing, it's also driving to one end, establishing God's kingdom on earth. So if you are singing and that music is not doing that, please, we beg you. Why did Jesus come to earth? To restore two things, to restore the broken relationship between God and man through his sacrifice, which is in John 1:12. As many as received him, he gave them the power to become sons of God. So he restored that relationship. And then, by doing that, he restored man to his position of authority. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, he restored man to, he says that we are seated with him in heavenly places. So there was a position of authority that we had, that by his sacrifice, he restored us back to it. Amen. But then, number two, he came to also teach man the right way of living as kingdom citizens in order to exercise dominion on earth. Having dominion is different from exercising dominion. I can tell you that you are beautiful. But telling you, and you are beautiful, but you are not displaying the beauty. You are two different things. You are a king, but you are not displaying your kingship. You are royal, you are not displaying your royalty. Like you enter a school, there is a headmaster seated there. And then the students are running all over. Silence hour is like break time. Running all over. Teachers are coming at 1 p.m. Oh, headmaster, head D, we greet you. And we're going past the children, how are you? We are saying, we are okay. Actually, come. Oh, today I'm not coming. And then you have headmaster. And then he has headmaster title put there. He even wears tie, headmaster written on it. ID card, headmaster. He's written it all over him that he's a headmaster. But he's not displaying his what? So you must be taught how to go about it. Having dominion is different from exercising dominion. And I pray in Jesus' name that as we work together for Jesus, over time, people will see, they will see the display of dominion. Amen. Through our music. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Exercising dominion. Four principal keys to exercising dominion is indicated in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Which says that God blessed them and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Just that one scripture, God showed four ways to exercise dominion. And as we are studying it, applying it to music, it runs through every aspect of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
So God has given you dominion in Genesis 1:26. He's giving you dominion. We also realize in Ephesians 2, 5 and 6 that Jesus has restored that dominion which we lost. But this dominion must be shown, or it manifests through these four keys. Number one, productivity. Number two, multiplication. Number three, restoration. And then number four, authority. And I'll go into each one. Number one, productivity. Two, multiplication. Three, restoration. Four, authority. So let me say something small about productivity. Dominion through productivity. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Acts chapter 10, verse 38a. Who went about what? Doing good. He went about
doing good.
If you want to see, or if you want to exercise dominion, you must always be on the side of the verb. Always doing. Always doing. Whenever we come to you, we must see you doing something. Doing something. Be a doer, not just a mere hearer. Pastor Pena, we know. We know. Knowledge is not enough. You must put it into action. He went about doing good. Without Jesus going about doing good, his dominion or his mandate will never, never be actualized. There must be a doing somewhere. You can never exercise dominion. God can tell you that I've made you a big prophet. Sit in your house every day, you will remain there forever. You must be up and doing. That is why at Glow Music, we said that everybody must work. Either you are schooling, you are working. There's nothing like us for me, I'm there. I'm waiting to travel. God have mercy on you. If I don't travel, me, I don't do anything. I remember there was one guy be like that. He wasted about 7 years of his life because his uncle said that he'll come and take him abroad.
Hey.
So people were studying, and then he was the nigger in on the block, you know, moving around today with this foot. If he has to borrow to look Americano, you know, he will borrow and buy things to look that way.
That is
baggy weird. Jeans, you know, he is preparing himself.
Yes.
7 years of his life. And he's still in Ghana.
He's still in Ghana.
He's not sat in a plane before.
Thank God. Not even to Kumasi.
Meanwhile, there are people who are not even striving here. People are just, we go for meeting here, across today, Dubai, tomorrow. Kofi, give me some of the names. Tomorrow, where? Today.
Honolulu.
Canada.
Because the work took them there. You are sitting down that you want to travel. Somebody is focusing on work, and the work is making the person travel. And you are focusing on traveling and sitting at home, and you are going nowhere. So you and I. Even if work takes you to Kaswa, it's a start.
It's a start, though. It's a start.
Some people want to have whale experience.
Yeah.
To be swallowed by a whale. I don't know how the ride is like. Whether it's like a plane or it's like, I don't know. But if you are in the belly of a whale and it's swimming, they want to have that experience. Experiences they can recount for others to hear and be like, wow, 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 wow. But they are sitting in their houses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even when you are sitting at home, the movie that you are watching while in away the time at home, somebody got out of his house to go and act that movie, yes or no?
Yes.
That's true.
So see, hard workers, some of them, they are acting hours.
Hours.
Some of them, they have to go on slimming diet.
Yeah.
And slim to a certain degree.
Yeah. To fit
the
part.
To fit that part that you are in your house admiring. Wow, you are admiring. Somebody's working hard and you're admiring. So you are getting poorer and the person is getting richer.
You are dead.
Say productivity.
Productivity.
Job chapter 1, verse 10b. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. I'm working with time, so I'll make it very fast. Thou hast blessed the work of his what?
Amen.
If you are not working, what is God going to bless? If there's nothing in your hand, what is God going to multiply?
Nothing.
God will multiply nothing.
Zero times.
Zero.
Even if you multiply zero times 1 billion, 1 billion, what do you get? You come back to zero. Even have one poor, two poor, that shit. I remember I was at Bible school. A story was said, was shared, that one lady, every day should be coming to the church to pray around 10 in the morning. Sometimes you come around 8, come and be there, just hanging in the auditorium. One day the pastor came to her and said, young woman, why do you keep coming here like that? He said, oh, pastor, I come to pray. He said, please, there's time for prayer. This is working hours. I don't want to see you here again. If I told you that, you tell Pastor Ben, you are very wicked. The church, I'm stopping. I won't come again. From what the pastor said, the woman said, yes, sir. Went to search for a job. Within the space of 5 years, she was owning 4 ships.
No boat.
Ship. 4. If not, tell your neighbor, you have to be balanced. Pray at the right time, work at the right time, you see. One time I went for a meeting somewhere, and then I had a call. A certain lady, she said she's a minister, she wants to be managed. I said, oh, okay, that's great. Very, very good. Okay, so, and I started asking her questions. Oh, okay, so what do you want, what work do you do? Also, as for me, I don't work. Oh. Me, I'm a Levite. The Levites, we don't work. When she said that, I was taken aback a bit. Maybe I was biblically ignorant.
Yes.
I didn't know. So I was asking a question that should educate me, you know, because this revelation there. He said, oh, as we don't work.
Yes,
I'm not supposed to do any work aside than just going to sing. I said, oh, okay. Okay, so how do you live? And then he said, oh, pastor, when I see you, I say, okay, I'll fix a meeting. I never fix the meeting. Because before I even fix the meeting, I asked one other lady. I didn't even know that the lady and her, the one I'm talking about has been to her church too before. Apparently, when I asked, oh, do you know this other person? I said, oh, I know her. She came to a church and, oh, some money issues. And then she just disappeared. She's no longer in the church. I was like, oh, okay.
He's waiting for money.
Yeah, the money comes down.
One lady said, pastor, me, I'm angry with my producer. Why? He said you want to produce me. And I went to shoot a video, and then the costume. So you gave me small money. I say, hey, how much? 1,000 Ghana cedis.
Hey.
So then I asked her, what work do you do? I said, well, I'm now trying to. Ask your neighbor, what do you have in your hands for God to bless? What do you have in your hand for God to bless? There's something productive you can use your time to do. Me, nobody taught me keyboard for hours. Come and sit down. I taught myself how to play guitar. Guitar, look in book, and then bang, bang, even if it's not sounding nice, it will sound nice. It will sound nice eventually. It will sound nice eventually. I must start from somewhere. Amen.
Amen.
I'm thinking of learning the sax.
My God.
If I play and don't like it, I'll play it for myself.
Yes.
That's all. I worship God with my own sax in my small room. Tell your neighbor, start from somewhere. Start and be productive. Number two. So I've cleared number one. Number two, dominion through restoration. through restoration. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 4, it says that, and they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities and the desolations of many generations. Isaiah 61 verse 4, remember Isaiah 61 1, what it says that, arise and shine for what? When your light comes, the purpose of it is that even waste places, you should convert it and make it into something good. When God came to the earth and the earth was without form and void, what did God do? So when you came to glow, what have you fixed? What have you fixed? Tell your neighbor, be a fixer. Christians in government, and they are rather destroying, demolishing, what is the word?
Bringing down.
Demolition. I don't know if that's it. I want to use the word demolish. Just like that, chop, here and there, and then everything is coming down. And they say they are Christians.
Oh.
But who is a Christian? Somebody who built old ways. There are broken relationships in your family that because of you, there will be restoration.
Amen.
People who have disrespected and disunity, chaos in the family because of you. Because of you, your brother will start talking to your sister again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of you. Because of you, that school, they thought that, oh, all the students are bad people, but because of you, there will be some dignity restored to that school.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be a restorer. Amen.
Amen.
Be a restorer. Be a fixer. God, let me be a fixer in this ministry. Everywhere I go, not a destroyer, not a demolisher.
No.
Somebody who fixes, who repairs things. When people meet me, their life comes back into shape. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Samuel 13:13, dominion through authority. That's number three. That's the last but one. Dominion through authority. And Samuel said to Saul in 1 Samuel 13:13, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Samuel 13:13, and Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly, thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. Dominion through authority. Samuel gave Saul the king an instruction. He should wait for him. And then he told him that, oh, I'll come in 7 days. He gave him a certain number of days. That's 6 or 7, but one of them. He gave him a certain number of days and he said that I'll come within that time. And you, the king, you don't do sacrifices. It's the priest who does sacrifices, right?
Yep.
Now, if he has overstayed, Who gave you the authority to go and do the sacrifices? Then you, the king, now you've made yourself priest, prophet, all in one, and you've gone to do the sacrifices instead of waiting for your boss. Instead of waiting for your boss. And you see what Samuel said. He said that, for now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. If you could have just waited, some waiting is a test. If you could have just waited, God would have established your kingdom forever. So what was the mistake you made? You couldn't wait for your boss to come and give the instruction to tell you what to do. Just waiting. You couldn't wait. And some of these things, we think that they are abstract. These, they are very real. They happen to us. That's what I mean. I'm tired. Every time he's late, he's late. It's too slow. It's too slow. It's too slow. It's too slow. Where are you going? Where? It's too slow. That's for me. Blow. They are slow for my liking. They are slow for my liking. I have plans.
They are delaying my future.
And if we ask you that, even in the next 20 years, in which year will God raise you? In which year will you become a household name? In which year will you do this, that, that, that? Do you have any idea?
Where?
I have my plans. So I can't wait. If you had waited, God would have established your throne forever. If you had just waited. Without a source, without a hierarchy, or a set authority, there will be no flow in your life. And I'll demonstrate it. Why do you need authority? So the anointing will flow in your life. Or anointing will flow in the ministry where we are. If you have one person here, and then you have another person here, or another, should I say, there's a glass of water here, there's a glass of water here, there's the same, okay, there's a tube connecting them, the levels are the same. Please, would there be any flow? So, there must be, right, one must be above the other. Why do football teams have captains? Sometimes the captain is not the best player.
No, not at all. Samaja. Not the best.
Sometimes the captain is not even the best orator. Orator, the one who can speak.
Yes, John Mensa.
It looks like names keep coming. Sometimes the captain is not the most handsome.
Yes.
Which one?
But to establish a flow for the anointing to flow, even if all of us must agree that one person should be the captain, we must do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll lose every game. We'll lose every game. If you enter a company and you don't see a hierarchy, the company is going nowhere. If you enter a ministry, you don't see order. That, hey, this is the one there, the next, the next, the next, and everybody playing their specific roles. Please, we are not going anywhere. The ministry. Hallelujah. Because, in fact, there are offices of operation that make the machine run. It's not even about the people. The offices that make the thing work. If you don't have a high priest and everybody is just priest there, there will be no anointing flowing because the anointing must contact somebody and then flow down. If you are on stage, the backing vocalist, you say, hey, today we and the lead vocalist, we are all one. So when she says page outside, you two say page out there. When she does da da da, you two do. So the whole place, your chaos.
Pastor Sam have done me
before.
So the people watching you, they are confused. They don't know who to listen to. Are we listening to him or are we listening to her? Or the confusion everywhere.
Oh, we
In your home, when your daddy speaks, then your mommy too say, hey, mentieno, mentieno. Then the children are confused. Yeah. So now they start listening to people outside the house.
Oh.
They start taking advice from outside the home. Because within the home, the mother is not even subjecting to the father's authority. But it is in all of us, our best interest, that we have authority there. And like I'm saying, sometimes the father is not the best person in the home, but it's the father. That's why me, Jenny, I like my mother more. She and me, I can tell my mommy anything. But your daddy is your daddy. So me, I've seen this guy. Me, I like him. I'm going to marry him. I won't tell my daddy. I'll just tell my mom. On your wedding day, let your mother come and hand over.
Yes.
Come and hand you over.
Why?
Hallelujah. Oh, there's so much, but we need to wrap up. So, Kofi, all that I'm saying, be noting prayer points, topics down. And then after, you just lead us to pray. And then without order, there will be no growth, no progress. There will be no beauty because there's no arrangement. No beauty. No beauty because there's no arrangement. When you just come in, anything is anywhere. You don't see any order. So there's no beauty. No beauty can be seen. Where no beauty, no glory. No longevity. Because today, if you do it, tomorrow it will spoil. There's no order. Next, no peace. Because every time you are disturbed, you don't even know who to listen to, what to do, confusion. So no peace. He said, when he leadeth me beside still waters, it shows you that there's somebody leading. There's an authority leading. And that's why he leads you beside still waters. Otherwise, you jump into troubled waters. No peace, no still waters. Where order breaks down, everything breaks down. Everything, everything. That's why God has to kick Lucifer out. Because order, if order is not there, everything breaks down. Say everything.
Everything.
Everything. Everything. It's not that some part will. Everything breaks down where there's no order. Hallelujah. Then the last one. Dominion through multiplication. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Why are we preaching? So that others would believe and become part of the kingdom. Why are we preaching? To multiply or increase in number. Without multiplying, the kingdom cannot spread over the earth. Without multiplying. Without multiplying. We need to multiply. Amen.
Amen.
We need to multiply. We need to duplicate ourselves. We need to multiply. It's not, it's a requirement that we multiply. If we said what we are doing here, the same must be a blessing in people to people in the UK. It means we must multiply. God had to grow the church even through persecution. They are in one place, then they come and chase them. Hey, then we must flee or flee, or then they go to another place. Then they go and do the work of God there. Spreading. Persecution spreading. If we don't spread, we can't exercise that kind of dominion anywhere. We need to spread. So it's important that we do that if we want our mandate to touch lives across the earth. So how do you spread? One, you have to tell others about the vision so that they can join or be part of it. Two, you must help those who are in it to stand firm through sharing and caring, not fighting. Share and you care. sharing your care. Somebody couldn't make it to rehearsal. It's your responsibility. And it's a blessing to you if you can share with them even what you learned. That I learned this, I learned that. This is the notes I took. I'm sharing it with you. This is what I learned. God bless you. Sharing and caring. Say sharing and caring.
Sharing and caring.
And take it as a personal responsibility to get a personal blessing. Don't look at him, hey, man, yo, be better. Hey, is that person's responsibility? No. Every servant in the kingdom must be up and doing. If the little you can do is just to share what you learned, share it for somebody to be blessed. The other time, Rodella sent me a quiet time. This is what I learned. So God bless you. And I told her, you made my day. Because sometimes people feel to ask for the pastors, we are lying by the Bible. So,
it's by the best
life. So, in fact, what she shared was just, it was like God just spoke through what she said to me, and he made my day. The concern is enough. We are tired. It's not changing our lives. Has the concern made you any better?
No.
You can't gossip out and now you have headache. Say me tea me ya. Go and take para and continue gossiping. It doesn't change our lives. The word of God, be a business person with God's word. Deal in God's word. Communicate the word of God. They say it's boring, don't mind them. You go far. And next time they'll come there, pray for them. Don't mind them. Share the word of God. Hallelujah. Every song you sing, learn the word of God about it and share it. When it comes to glow, everything that we share, take it well, couple. Take it very, 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 very seriously. Because those same words are going to transform and shape up your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so based on these four prayer topics, Kofi is going to lead us to pray. And I want you, the 4 points. Okay, what did I say? What are the 4 points? Productivity is one. Multiplication is two. Restoration and then authority. One more time. Productivity, multiplication, restoration, and authority. And Kofi, especially that restoration part, Africans. We have to build up the waste places. Hallelujah. And it starts from here. It starts from here. Amen. Let's close our eyes.
And let's rise to our feet.
First, let's thank God. Let's thank God for giving us this word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everywhere. that will allow for us to be able to express the dominion God has ordained us to express. And by this song, we can understand that it took an encounter with Jesus to change the lives of many people. Because our Lord and Master Savior was not static. He was always moving. He was always healing. He was always having compassion over people to feed them, to cause a miracle. And when it only takes a machine of us to move before the hand of the Lord will be laid on us. So we must pray, asking for the spirit of productivity of all our lives. Just as this song says that everywhere he went, he was doing good. Let us lift up our voice and pray right now and ask for the anointing of God on fire to touch our hands and trickle down onto us and enable us to be productive leaders. Productive leaders as a leader.
Yeah, no.
were in months past, in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, and I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, and my children were around me, when I washed my steps with water, and the Lord poured me out rivers of oil. Job was recounting the days when God's intimacy was surrounding him, when the anointing of God was upon his life. There came a point in his life when he recounted those days, and he desired it so much that if you read the latter part of the end of Job, you realize that God gave him a double of what he had had. God restored and also blessed and multiplied him. Hallelujah. We are praying once again that Father Lord restore the works of our hands. You want to remember those days when the dreams that you had and the visions that you had were so evident. In those days when the power of God was so manifest in your life, we are praying for those days, asking that Father Lord will restore the work of our hands. Father Lord, the days when favor was surrounded on us, you want to lift up your voice and pray, pray for restoration, pray for restoration of the ministry, pray for restoration. Those days when the Spirit of God was felt so strong in our presence, in our midst, we are praying for those days.
Thank you.
spirit of God. And it came a time when Jesus was about to perform another greatest miracle of his life. That was to feed the 5,000. And he told the people to sit. There was a sense of order before the miracle had to happen. Because Jesus needed them to settle, be in a place of submission, be in a mood of order before that miracle could happen. The same account goes to the disciples. Before the Holy Spirit came on them like a rushing wind, Jesus Christ instructed them to gather and meet and wait for the appointed time. There was order. They were meeting in the room, praying. And I believe that is what we are doing today. Same thing. We are in a place of structure. We are in a place of system working. We are in a place where we are adhering to what is the word that has been given unto us. We want to pray for order, but first in our lives. Once we are ordered in our lives, it will reflect in everything that we do. And once it reflects in everything that we do, it will reflect in the impact that we create. And everyone of us will have in this ministry. So you want to lift up your voice right now and pray for the Spirit of God upon your life. Asking that Father Lord, whatever it is, we are praying that Father Lord should order the steps of our lives. Father Lord should order our lives. If you are a student, you want to pray for the Spirit of God to be able to excel in whatever you are doing. If you are a worker, you want to pray for that Spirit of order to be able to be organized and structured in whatever you do. If you own your own business, you want to pray for that Spirit of order. But Father Lord should hand over that Spirit of order upon your life, to be able to be disciplined enough to take stock and account of whatever you need that you are doing. Once that order is embedded in your life, you are going to see that the Lord will appoint us to be able to have order in this ministry. Ramakadi and the Lord,